This is Not Your Average Financial Podcast, episode 343, The Money Matrix, Aligning Investments with Your Financial Goals with Lynn Rainier.
Traditional financial planning is no longer working. And in the new normal economy, your host, certified financial planner Mark Willis, invites you to join us as we engage the new and improved steps for establishing financial sanity. Be curious, be stable, be sane. This is Not Your Average Financial Podcast, helping you think different about your money, your economy, and your future.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. Have you ever wondered how magicians make the impossible possible? It all boils down to misdirection, skillfully pulling your attention away from the hidden mechanics behind their real illusions. This same way, unfortunately, plays out in the world of finance, with some advisors adept at diverting your focus to keep you from achieving true financial security. That's what we want to talk about together today and how to fix it. So imagine a magician waving a sparkly wand while palming a coin in their other hand. In much the same way, financial advisors might highlight flashy investment jargon, or they might boast about impressive rates of return, which are just there to distract you from the underlying fees, substantial risk, and the lack of a personalized plan. Now, they might downplay the importance of understanding your financial goals, your risk tolerance, pushing you instead into cookie-cutter products that prioritize their own commissions over your needs. I don't want my financial advisor to retire before I can. But so many people are stuck in that trap. But just like a well-timed hand gesture in a magic trick, advisors might be using emotional triggers like the fear of missing out on that cool stock or the promises of quick riches that might cloud your judgment. They might be painting a picture of effortless wealth, neglecting to mention that discipline and informed decision-making is the real path to long-term success. So it's sometimes the things that you don't see that matters the most, just like with a magic trick. For example, radio waves. These are undetectable senses, but they can carry information either from distant stars or just from your smartphone to your earbuds. Or what about microscopic life? That's another example. Small bacteria, viruses, they drive the entire ecosystem, and they can cause disease or they can offer medical solutions. So again, what you don't see, whether it's in magic or in nature or beyond, what you don't see and what you don't know about can sometimes be the invisible elephant in the room. So this can have a profound impact on your finances. Everything from the invisible, devastating effects of inflation to the impact of market psychology, where invisible collective market sentiment can drive markets to booms or crashes. Or what about the insidious problem of compound interest of your debts? That's invisible, but it has a big impact. Or the opportunity costs that you have when you make a purchase, like a car, all the stuff you can't buy now because you bought that car. Again, the invisible forces of things that we can't see can sometimes lead to the most important successes or failures in our financial lives. Okay, so what's all this have to do with our episode today? Well, last fall, we had the pleasure of inviting all of you, including you, yeah, you, to our annual Not Your Average Financial Summit. It's one of my favorite times of the year. It's where hundreds of us all gather virtually and unpack some of these hiddenomics, or the hidden forces of finance. Now, one of our keynote speakers last year was Leonard Rainier. He's a renowned communication and marketing specialist. He's a mentor, a coach, and a motivational speaker. And to get you pumped about this upcoming year's summit happening, I wanted to introduce you to one of our speakers from last year's summit. But who is Lynn Rainier? Well, with over 30 years of experience in the financial service industry, Leonard has dedicated his career to studying economic trends, government programs, and regulations about their impact on social fabric in this country. His extensive research, it's massive, has brought a new awareness to the financial challenges faced by the average American. And he's considered an expert in effectively communicating these challenges. So as the founder of the Wealth and Wisdom Institute, Leonard emphasizes the importance of education, discovery, and understanding in navigating the complexities of personal finance. His expertise has been recognized through his role at Wayne State University School of Business and School of Finance, as well as his speaking engagements at the Federal Reserve of Chicago at the Money Smart Week, where he received the board's highest honors. His belief is that knowledge is something you learn, but wisdom is the ability to apply that knowledge to your everyday life. Well, that sounds a lot like last week's episode about analysis paralysis, putting that knowledge into action. Now, his belief that, quote, knowledge is something you learn, but wisdom is the ability to apply that knowledge to your everyday life, end quote. And that underscores his commitment to empowering individuals to achieve financial goals. So, in today's episode, we're going to be covering the Hiddenomics buried deep in the world economy and how they're impacting you without you even realizing it. So, please pay close attention to everything Len has to share.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. I know time is very important. Time is the essence of all of our lives. And it's one thing that is misunderstood in the financial services industry. It's not about the rate of return. It's about time. And nothing compounds without time. So the big question today is, will you inherit all the financial challenges in your life, or will you inherit the financial solutions? And I believe that when we get to that point, the question is, what do you see and what don't you see? Traditional financial planning in many ways has failed us. They don't reach out to the real situations and the real problems that everybody sees. So the question is, Mr. and Mrs. Client, what do you see? More importantly, what don't you see? Most of life's accidents and unintended consequences are the results of things we don't see. Your life is shaped by knowing only what you know and seeing only what we see. So we have to take some time to look at the things that will impact your financial future that you don't see. The industry is very famous for giving you rates of return and some totals at the end of a time frame. But what is going to be more important is your awareness, what will impact those illustrations and assumptions that they give you. Your awareness is the theme today. That's why in my last book, we talked about double jeopardy, Hiddenomics and the role of the government. These are the things that will eventually, there are 10 elements inside of these things. And it's in a new book that we wrote just, you know, about 8 months ago. And it's already reached the publisher's bestsellers list. But I think Hiddenomics is going to be the thing that we have to discuss today, because these are the things that will destroy our financial futures. Our industry is centered around math. Everything that we do is talking about the math situation. Time times rate of return times monetary unit equals accumulation. And that's the flawed formula that we're facing. So we want to discuss today the Hiddenomics. But first of all, I want to share a story with you. I like my cars, and I bought a new car about 6 or 7 months ago and got it home. And in my very first trip, I was going to the store, and I'm going down a two-lane road near my house, and then it's about 50 miles an hour, and there's a turn lane. And somebody in the left-hand turn lane decided not to turn left and pulled out in front of me. Well, I was only yards away from them, and I didn't have time to step on the brakes. The brakes would have been useless. I would have slid into them. So watching NASCAR for many years, I just sort of yanked the steering wheel, went over an 8-inch curb, through a little field, in between two utility poles, down an 8-inch curb, across the intersection, and up another set of 8-inch curbs sideways, busting all the rims and all the tires. And I looked at the odometer, and it said 28 miles. And I'm sitting there going, I looked up just fast enough to see the person that caused the accident drive right on by. So I went home that night, and I was telling my wife, I said, maybe I should have taken a road. If I knew that accident was going to happen, I would have taken a different path. Well, today I want to share with you an accident that is going to happen in your life, a financial accident that will occur. I can guarantee it. And if you're not aware of the accident, and if you're not aware of how it's going to impact your financial future, then you're really going to have difficulty in planning your financial future. Here are the five core elements that we look at. And this is the accident waiting to happen: risk, taxes, regulation, inflation, and depreciation of the dollar. These are what we call the core elements. Everybody in their financial decisions have to face these five elements. in traditional thinking would say, well, all you need to do is set up a qualified plan, get some investments, maybe an annuity, some bank products, or maybe you want to talk about your mortgage. And, you know, they put together a plan for you. But do these things really solve the problems that you have of risk, taxes, regulation, inflation, and depreciation of the dollar? Let me give you an example. Does a 401k, folks, solve these problems for you of risk, taxes, regulation, inflation, and depreciation in dollar? Mm. In fact, in these five core elements, in every financial decision that you make, these are the five elements that will destroy your financial future. There's only one element in these five core elements that you might be able to control, and that might be the amount of risk that you want to take. The other four are controlled by others. And there's no opportunity to increase the value on the other four core elements. So the question is, which of these elements do you want in your financial future? Which of these five elements do you control? Will these elements get better or worse for you in the future? And so why does traditional planning keep pointing you in a direction where you don't want to go, and you don't control it, and you don't want it? That's the question. So in your financial decision-making process, solving the problems, or are we continuing to feed the problems into the financial future? Does your 401k solve these problems for you? Or will the economic trends and shifts make the problem even worse? It seems many times traditional thinking collides with the elements that you don't want, don't see, and don't control. So I wanted to share with you today some of the core elements and some of the economic trends and shifts that will be impacting your life. Because we're not really solving the problem, we're putting a Band-Aid on it, and traditional financial planning seems to think they need to monitor it every year because they don't control it either. It's very important to start thinking about owning a number. Owning a number is something everyone's financial goal should be. And the problem is, in traditional thinking, we can't go back to day one in your financial life and start a brand new beginning, but we can start today and create a brand new ending for you. So we need to discuss the things you don't see. Here's some critical stages in the role of the government. There are a lot of critical stages. There's 10 that we point out in our writings and our training. But the role of the government is going to impact you more than anyone else. I did some research on this, and this is from the government's own site. If you can look at the federal government's 2018 budget, I went back 5 years on this thing, and we wanted to take a look at this. And the top line is, in 2017, they took in $1.9 trillion just in income taxes. And then 5 years later, they were going to project 12. You know, we're at about $2.7 trillion. Well, that didn't happen. It went to $3.7 trillion. And you know what? That's about a 50% increase in their tax revenue. Mr. and Mrs. Klein, having this information, do you still believe it's a good idea to defer taxes to a later date? You must understand that this debt will continue to grow. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office said in 5 years, our debt will grow to $42 trillion, if we're lucky. The problem with that type of increase in debt, 30, 40, 50% over the next 5 years, you have to understand that during those 5 years, we're only increasing the number of taxpayers in the United States by 8%. Do you think taxes are going to be higher or lower in the future? And this is where we start to talk about the core elements. We have to understand that taxes is a major problem here. So let's take a look at what the government's currently doing, because this is their updated version of 2023 budget. Oh, by the way, it was reported this morning that the deficit by the end of the year will have doubled by last year, an additional $2 trillion in debt. 4 weeks ago on a Tuesday, the debt went up $1.4 trillion in one day because the government failed to answer the budget crisis and get the debt ceiling in place. There were no earmarks for that debt. It was just released to the federal government to spend on whatever they wanted to do. If we look at this stage here from 2023, the revenue part that they're talking from income taxes in 2025 has already been surpassed this year, not 4 years from now, not 3 years from now. They've already surpassed that. And the debt issue is going to continue to be a problem. Now, what we're living through right now is a pretty unique inflation situation. And we've been tracking this for the last, about 8 years. But I wanted to highlight the last 3 or 4 years here for you. And I want you to get a grasp of what's going on here. Because the government measures inflation on a 12-month cycle. This is the inflation rates over the previous year. And what you must understand is that previous year number didn't go away. This is the new inflation rates are addition to the ones that happened in 2022. We predicted that the inflation rate for 2023 would go down. Otherwise, if it continued on the path it was in 2022, the country would be in dire straits right now. So they made some changes. But what we have to understand is where people are living. Not by the standards of the government and how they measure inflation. They can measure inflation 9 different ways. This inflation numbers, including the cost of energy and food. The release inflation rate by the government just last month was at 3%. It didn't include the cost of energy and food. Well, yeah, I don't need any of that stuff, so let's not count it, right? But here's the important thing. Let's take a look at the 2-year inflation rate and what's going on here, because we're in our 16th month of 13% inflation over the last 18 months. And this is where the Hiddenomics comes into play, because not only that, but the interest rates soaring as they did, we're looking at credit card debt, credit card rates going to 24 to 30%. And people are now buying their food on credit card. People are now paying their bills on credit card. People are paying their credit card bills with credit cards. And I don't know how much more insane you can get. When we look at the formula that I mentioned earlier of time times rate of return times monetary unit equals accumulation, time is the only factor in that formula that is correct. It's the only one. The rates of return fluctuate all over the place. The monetary unit, as I'm speaking to you, is losing value. And accumulation, this is the key point. Accumulation is not buying power. Accumulation doesn't take into consideration risk, taxes, regulation, inflation, and depreciation number. It's simply a math number. You have to understand this. This is what they're presenting to you when they sit down with you when in the product sale. Let's give you an example here. If you put $250 a month away and got a 6% rate of return over 30 years, you'd end up with about $250,000. And let's say you put this into a qualified plan. Well, let's take a real hard look at the buying power. Buying power is the key in your planning efforts, not accumulation. Here's what will happen to this scenario and the math if we take a harder look at it. If you put $250 a month away and got a 6% rate of return, you're going to end up over 30 years at $250,000. Now you take the money out, and let's say there's a 20% tax on this qualified plan, you end up with a basis of $200,000, not $250,000. And then if you take 3% inflation over 30 years, you end up with $82,400 of buying power. And let's remember, over that period of time, you put $90,000 in. How do you feel? You see, with the element of time and with the hidden elements of inflation, depreciation, taxation, and regulation. Regulation, folks, is a tax, and we are being regulated to death. And last week, they came out and said, now they want to regulate ceiling fans. Well, it will only add $65 to the cost to the public, so what's the difference? You know, you're going broke, you might as well go broke all the way. It's time to redefine the planning process. It's time to take a fresh look at this. It's time to get serious about this, because we just can't buy math numbers at the end of a 30-year illustration. We have to buy ownership. And Mark, you're well aware of ownership when it comes to your family. Your discussion that you had with us just a few minutes ago explains to me that you know about ownership and how important it is. So the goals in your new thought process should be this. A, we want to increase your money supply. B, we want to create more better benefits for your family. We want to reduce the element of risk you face in the marketplace and future taxes and achieve these goals without you spending one more dime than you're currently spending. And I've got some short period of time to go through this. So I hope you're paying attention. Get the thinking cap on. First of all, I want to congratulate all of my clients for the efforts they made trying to figure out their financial future. With the information they had, they made the best decisions they could. But with more information, Mark, you're going to be able to make better financial decisions. And this is important, awareness and more information to help you make decisions, okay? So we created this element called the Money Matrix. If you could create the most perfect product today, just for you, let's not call on compliance people or the company. Let's design the product ourselves. And let's redefine the planning process if we can. I'm going to ask you 12 questions in 3 minutes. They're simply yes or no. And we're going to design the most perfect product that we can. So let's get started. In your most perfect product, would you want a lot of risk, Mark? Yes or no? Well, I don't think I'd want a lot of risk. How about this? Would you finally want some guarantees in this perfect product? Oh, yeah, I think that would be a good idea, don't you? Yeah. How about this? Would you want to put penalties on this perfect product that would impact your money? Penalties upon yourself? No, I don't think I want to do that either. Okay, we're a quarter of the way through. Would you want to be able to get access to your money when you needed it? Yes or no, in the perfect product? Well, I think that would be a good idea, don't you? I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, I want my money reachable. How about this? Would you want to protect it from creditors and unemployed attorneys? You know, that's like you want to make sure that you are in control of this element. Would you want to create the most amount of money using the least amount of money to do it in the least amount of time? That's called leverage. Yeah, I would want to do that. How about this? Would you want your money to grow tax deferred? Yes or no? Well, tax free would be better, but under today's rules, let's talk about, yeah, tax deferred would be cool. How would you want your money to be distributed tax free? Well, yeah, sure. How about this? Would you want to be able to use your perfect investment as collateral for things you want to do in your life today? Yes or no? Yes, I would. How about this? Would you want the payments to be tax deductible? Heck yeah. I don't know any votes against that. I mean, yeah, I want it to be tax deductible if possible. And finally, if you became injured or ill, or as they say here in Detroit, you got shot, you got that one. Okay. Would you want the money, you know, to go to your family and to your heirs? Yes or no? Would you want somebody to pay the benefits of that if you couldn't go back to work? The answer is yes. So let's take a look, because you just completed the Money Matrix litmus test for the most perfect product. Here we go. On the left-hand side, you see all the questions I just asked you. On the top, there are IRA, brokerage accounts, home, CDs, annuities, real estate. There's many more. By the way, in this matrix that you answered, all the things in red were things you didn't want in your perfect investment. All the things you wanted in the perfect investment are in green. So you can see the IRA has two, possibly three things in your perfect investment. A brokerage account, two, possibly three. Owning a home, maybe four or five. An annuity's got some leverage there. And real estate, bank CDs. Let's take a look at your perfect investment and what you wanted. The question is, why is what you want so different than what you're currently doing? And here's the other thing. If people like Mark or Evan can get you 90% of what you want today, is that the discussion you want to have? Or you want to spend the next half hour trying to find one more green area in your portfolio here to make you feel better? This graphic is the only thing I carry around with me all the time. This is a 3-minute discussion. You have told me what you wanted, because everything that you wanted defeats the five core elements. Now, here's the trick. The rich have known this for 100 years. They've been doing this for 100 years. You know what? they take their perfect product and they do that first, because their perfect product ensures and ushers their financial future, not only for them, but for their family. And then owning that number in their future, it gives them the permission slip to do all these other things. But they don't do these other things until they own it. Susie Orman's telling you, no, overfund the 401k, do all this crazy stuff. And then if you have two nickels left at the end of your life, do what the rich do. No, it's backwards. Secure the number now. Own the number now. And guarantee that it will be there for you. So it's very important when I'm sitting down with somebody to ask the question, are you a member of a strong, loving family? And, you know, I can tell from the goodness of Mark's heart, you know, he was surrounded by this. And if the people don't care about their families, I'm walking away. I'm sorry. You know, they can buy numbers from anybody. But I'm gonna let them look at something that will change their life forever. And it will change their inner life forever. We look at the external rate of returns, the internal rate of returns. I'm looking at the eternal rate of return on our type of planning. And this is about preserving the yesterdays. Mark, you'll have many memories. And then going on and creating new tomorrows for our client. This isn't about overfunding your 401k, although I have that stuff, you know, it's important. But I needed a foundation in my financial life.
All right. As you know, that was part one. We're going to be doing part two next week. But some action steps from today's episode. Number one, evaluate your financial awareness. Take some time to really understand your situation. What are the hidden elements that are impacting your financial future? What are the risks, the taxes, the regulation, or inflation, or the depreciation of the dollar? How are those impacting you? Number two action step, uncover those hidden areas in your financial life. So what are the flaws in your current financial planning model in your mind? What assumptions are you making that are going to be built on sand? Are you hoping for an irrational rate of return in your 401k? Or maybe are you forgetting that the government would love to take a portion of that retirement savings that you own? What other hiddenomics are still baked into your financial life? Take a few moments and think about it. Number three, design your perfect financial product. Use the Money Matrix litmus test to identify key features, attributes, elements that you want in your ideal financial product. Consider factors like risk, guarantees, accessibility, tax implications, or protection from creditors, predators, that sort of thing. Number four, prioritize family and financial security. So emphasize in your own life the importance of owning a number. We're going to talk more about that next week. Owning your number and securing your financial future to ensure the well-being of your family. So consider how your financial decisions are going to impact your family or even future generations, and prioritize creating a strong financial foundation. We're going to be diving deeper into this idea of owning a number next week, where your legacy and your future are closely intertwined. But for now, I got to make you wait a full week. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Not Your Average Financial Podcast, helping you think and live differently with your money, your economy, and your future.
This has been another episode of the Not Your Average Financial Podcast. To join a financial revolution and start thinking different about money, go to www.nyafinancialpodcast.com and click Request a Meeting.
The topics presented in this podcast are for general information only and not for the purposes of providing legal, accounting, or investment advice. On such matters, please consult a professional who knows your specific situation.